We're all aging, just at different stages. This is Lisa Berry, and here at 89.1 WEMU, we bring you modern aging to help you navigate the process, especially in the later years. And my co-host for the segment is local aging expert from agingforlife.org, Dr. Teresa Reed. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you, too.
Are we happy? It's a new year, another year older. Help me get the positive perspective about all of that.
Hey, it beats the alternative.
Right?
That's a positive
perspective. Everyone says that. Thank you. What else can we focus on to help us have a more positive perspective about our later years?
About our later years. There is so much to do in our later years. It's really exciting. You know, people think about retirement as a crisis. Right.
It's right.
And understandably, because up until we leave formal work, we really kind of know what we're supposed to do. The culture tells us what we're supposed to do. First, you do grade school and then you do high school and then you do college or career prep and then you find a mate and you may or may not raise kids and you do career consolidations. It's clear what you need to do and you're super, super busy. And then whoosh, you know, you're like out the other end. You're no longer working. And for the first time in our lives, after we're done working, which I like to call graduation, let's not talk about retirement, it's graduation.
Graduation, okay.
It's graduation to a new phase in life where we get to choose what we're going to do. There aren't signposts anymore. And this is a really exciting time. Now, for a lot of people, it's kind of scary because, you know what, we're not used to it.
Right.
But the fact is there is so much to do, and it's super, super exciting. So, like some people, you and I have talked a little bit from time to time about, oh, you know, books that are about finding your life purpose or rewiring rather than retiring and so forth. And those books can be found on my website, agingforlife.org. But you also might want to just go by the seat of your pants and go with trial and error because there's so much to do.
Like you said, you have phases. When you're a child, you play with baby dolls, hoping to be a parent someday. So you've been planning for all of that and you knew what was next.
Right.
Now we know one thing that is next, that's the end of your life. But how do we fill that apart from graduation until the end of your life?
Well, you know, really, stasis is the enemy, not age. Failing to learn is the enemy, not getting older. So failing to develop is the enemy. So how you decide to go about this is going to really be determined by your personality and what you've learned so far. I have some categories to talk about. So for instance, you can choose to go into continuing education, including in the creative arts. So I don't know. I was surprised. A girlfriend the other day, I mentioned Ollie, the Osher Lifelong Learning Centers. Have you heard of those?
No, I haven't.
The Osher Foundation has funded the creation of lifelong learning centers at universities across the country, including at the University of Michigan. And I will tell you, it's Ollie, OLLI-UMich.edu, but we'll put all this up on the website. It is amazing what you can do at the Osher Lifelong Learning Center, which is, again, at the University of Michigan, along with Turner Senior Resource Center. There are faculty from the university teaching courses there, and there are lecture series, and there's discussion groups. A lot of people find a lot of meaning and friendship at Ollie. I don't know if you know, I was surprised to find out that Washtenaw Community College is free for people over a certain age. I think, I don't know if it's 62, 65, but it's free.
All classes?
All classes.
Really?
You can take anything. A good friend of mine, neighbor down the street, hi Mike, has taken several photography courses at Washtenaw Community College. You can take painting classes and music classes and literature classes and writing classes for free. That's incredible. Another super cool thing to do in terms of continuing education, and this involves travel as well, is called Road Scholar, ROADScholar.org. It's a nonprofit, and unlike a lot of organizations that want to sell you trips all over the world, this is a nonprofit, and it combines international travel with education. So on every trip that you take through Road Scholar, again, a nonprofit, you're accompanied by an expert, and you learn all about where you're going. There are thousands of trips available through Road Scholar. It's very, very cool.
And what age is that for?
It's over 50, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's continuing education. And then, like, say you're interested in, like, boosting your social life. Because, you know, that is something that happens when we leave work.
Right.
We leave colleagues. And even if some of our colleagues have been a pain, we still miss the day-to-day contact. And so that is, in reality, something that we need to replace when we retire. My husband and I were out with friends recently, new friends. And the woman has retired several years ago and was telling me about the amazing community she found at the Ann Arbor Senior Center. Senior centers probably get a bad rap, including from me sometimes.
Because just the name and the implication.
The name.
And the implication,
yeah. Exactly.
Not that they're bad, but just like,
I know, you don't want to be associated, you know. But the fact is, a lot of senior centers, including in Ann Arbor and Ipsy, are doing really great programming for people of, mature years. And people are finding many friendship groups through the senior centers, as well as education, continuing education, also exercise, creative work, health education. It's very cool. And you can find your nearest one by just searching, like, go to, you know, in the search bar, senior center blank, like senior center Ann Arbor, senior center Ypsilanti, senior center Taylor, whatever, and you will find one.
Good place to get some connection and meet new people. Perhaps.
Absolutely. Along with places of worship, of course, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people find a lot of community at places of worship. And even if you haven't done it during your working life, those can be a really good place to plug in post-working life. And the Unitarian Church in Ann Arbor is one of the biggest in the country.
And I know a lot of worship places are looking for help. They need volunteers. It might be a good place to go make a difference.
Absolutely. That is a huge, huge thing. That was another category I wanted to talk about in volunteerism. Yes, most places of worship have volunteer activities to plug into, you know, highly socially engaged, but you don't have to go through a place of worship either. There's, I don't know if you've heard of volunteermatch.com.
No.
Oh my gosh. It is a brilliant tool to volunteermatch.com. And, you know, you go in, you put in your zip code and what you're interested in, you know, what kind of volunteer work you're interested in, and you'll have 20 opportunities right there at your fingertips. Another Operation Warm. It's such a sweet organization. It's actually like 20 years old. It is designed to provide coats, brand new coats for kids who lack coats otherwise. And it's just wonderful. But on their blog, they have a list of 25 volunteer jobs to do from home.
Wow.
It's so good. I really love it. And then I have recently created an activism page. It's agingforlife.org/activism for social justice activism opportunities. There are, you know, I have, I think, 10 categories in environmental protection, stopping mass incarceration, child protection, gun violence. It makes my heart sing, actually. There's so many good people doing so many good things.
And we'll put links to all of these on our webpage, WEMU.org, including to Dr. Teresa Reed's webpage, agingforlife.org. You're listening to Modern Aging on 89.1 WEMU. Dr. Teresa Reed, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.